partnership. Our partnership is critical. It is crucial. It is certainly essential, and it has been for a number of years now. We love gathering on our Monday nights so that we can pray, seek the face of God, but most of all, to know what's on the mind of God. I believe that the Word of God and the teaching of the Word of God is the segue into a time of communion and fellowship with God. So we must understand the word and understand the approach before we approach. It's very important that we know exactly who it is that we are addressing and how it is that we must address. Thank God for Jesus. We are back tonight and we are so excited. Thank you so much for being patient with us the last couple of weeks as some other obligations had us pulled away from our Monday nights. But we are back, and I trust that you have been keeping up with the regimen of prayer during our Monday nights. I'm excited to share with you that throughout the month of May and the remaining Mondays that we have left, I would love to really impart into your spirit as it relates to counteraction. I want you to put those two words for those of you that do take notation on Monday nights. Put those two words in your spaces where you keep your notes and you're able to really go back over it as much as you possibly can. Those two words will be very intricate for you as you go forward throughout your life. Counteraction. Counteraction. The premise of this particular level of impartation that I want to bring to you this month is to suggest that to every action, there is a counter action. I want to say that one more time again. To every action, there is a counter action. Most of the times, we're not paying much attention to counteraction because sometimes when things happen to us or actions are taken against us, they happen so quickly, so swiftly. The impact can sometimes catch you off guard. But to every action, there is a counteraction. We are responsible for the counteraction. My question to you is, what has been catching you off guard? What has been impacting you so badly that it has really left you off kilter and caught you off of your game? It has really left you jarred and has left you bamboozled and even betwixt between what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes things could catch us and have us reeling and rocking from its impact. Tonight, I want to start this level of impartation with you because the Lord has really been dealing with me about how I respond to what is transpiring. Many of us, because we're not conscious or cognizant of how we respond, we end up responding the wrong way. We end up reacting the wrong way. And as a result of that, we set ourselves back so much time. We set ourselves back so many steps. We set ourselves back so many investments and so many intricate decisions that we have made throughout our lives. But one wrong action in response that, although may be justifiable, we must be more conscious, careful, cognizant of how we are responding to life's variables and life's happenings. Counteraction. What do we say to ourselves when we are hit? What do we say to ourselves when we are hurt? What do we say to ourselves when we are disappointed? What do we say to ourselves when we are going through confusing and conflicting times? Typically, our greatest enemy is our inner self. the person that is down on the inside. And what tends to happen is we often have beaten ourselves up wrongfully as opposed to appropriately responding with a counteraction. There is something that I must do to counter dark thoughts. There is something that I must do to counter loneliness. There is something that I must do to counter disappointment, disconnection. There is something that I must do to counter what is going on. I believe that I am connecting with somebody tonight. I believe that the Holy Spirit is already ministering to you and already talking to you because there are some things that we need to be doing to get ourselves back in the trenches, to get ourselves back in the game, to get our head back in the swing of things, to get our thoughts together, to gather ourselves. To reconnect ourselves to our purpose and to our mission and to our assignment. The scripture says in the book of Galatians that you did run well, but who did hinder you? What happened? And why has your counteraction furthered the damage? Why has your counteraction furthered the injury? That woman in Mark 5 was not better, but grew worse because she was going to physician after physician after physician. And every step she took, every action she took, kept her going deeper and deeper into her injury. But I believe tonight that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us to become more conscious of our decisions to counteract. To counteract. And there is an action that would shift the narrative and change the trajectory of our lives. What is does not have to always be. What is occurring right now does not have to always be. I need to say that one more time and again. What's happening right now does not have to always be. It's all in your response. It's all in your counteraction. It's all in your next move. I want to tell somebody tonight prophetically, I can hear this so clearly. The ball is now in your court. And what that basically is saying is that the next move is yours. You can either accept defeat, you can either accept illness. You can either accept brokenness, you can either accept bitterness, or you can start making moves to change the narrative and the trajectory. Do you know that dark thoughts fill all of our minds? You are not strange because you have moments of darkness. Moments of darkness are a natural part of the human experience. Of course, because there have been some things that have happened, some traumas that have been incurred, there have been some mistakes that have been made. And of course, every now and again, you will go through those dark moments. And sometimes we beat ourselves up because we're in that dark space. Say, I can't shake it. I can't seem to shake it. Darkness is a part of the human experience. But the question is, do you know the counteraction to being in a dark moment? Can I share with you? You got to learn where the light switch is. You got to learn where the switch is in the dark room so that when the darkness becomes overbearing, when the darkness becomes overwhelming, you know where the switch is to flick that light on. There is a counteraction that is going to offend the action that has been made and the move that has been made against you. The scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But do you not know that you have a participatory role to play in the fact that the weapon won't prosper? You have to make sure that you alert the weapon. You're not going to work here. You're not going to overtake me. You're not going to drown me. You're not going to eliminate me. You're not going to annihilate me. I'm not going to let my thoughts run away from me. I'm going to gather myself. I'm not going to allow this brokenness to overtake me. Who is God talking to tonight? Who is God ministering to tonight? We got some work that we've got to do. We've got some conversations that we need to start having. We've got some moves that we need to start making. We've got some decisions that we need to start making in this season of our lives. And we've got to stop allowing the brokenness to prevail. We have to stop allowing the weaknesses to prevail. This is your moment to recover. This is your moment to make the decision to recover. Whatever has been told to you by men can be reversed. Oh, you better hear what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever has been told to you by men can be reversed. Nothing done by a man or a woman is etched in stone. Nothing that is declared or decreed by a man or a woman is etched in stone. Anything done by men can be reversed. Are you listening to me? You don't have to stay in the state that you're in. You don't have to remain in the place or in the spaces that you have been. This can be reversed. The move is yours. Your next move is your move to make. Counter it. That's what I'm hearing tonight. I'm hearing this term, this word so strongly for your spirit. Counter it. Counter it. Counter it. It is time to put some things in reverse. It is time to flip the script. It is time to change the narrative. It is time to prove the enemy to be a liar. It is time to show the enemy that everything that has transpired against you was only to make you stronger, was only to build you, was only to make you wiser, was only to make you more conscious of the things that God has called you to. This is your moment to recover. And as you are recovering, remember that recovery has to be your decision. Counteract. Counteract. Okay, this was done against you. Okay, this was done toward you. Okay, this came to injure you. Okay, this came to harm you. What's your next move? What's your next move? It can't be filled with vengeance. It can't be filled with retaliation. Because if you're filled with vengeance in your counteraction, if you're filled with retaliation in your counteraction, you only further the damage that has already been done. You further injure yourself. I'm talking to somebody tonight, and I believe the Holy Spirit is ministering. It is over 100 of us that are connected to this call tonight between the conference line and our Zoom platform. Over 100 of you partners have gathered tonight, and you need to hear me that tonight is your night to take responsibility for your next move. I'm going to be accountable to my next decision. I'm going to be responsible for my next choice, my next rule of judgment, my next move. I'm being responsible and accountable for that. I will recover and I will take the necessary steps to recover. Whatever it is I must do, I plan to do it. It is a part of my strategy. The last 2 months, we've been talking about divine strategy and coming up with strategy. Well, it is time for us to execute those strategies, and it is time for us to get up from the spaces and the places that we have wallowed in, and we have stayed in, and we have remained in, and we have lied dormant in. It is time for us to get up from those places and counteract. This is your time to counteract. I'm going to do the opposite of what the enemy has projected and even expected of me. I'm going to do the opposite. Where you thought I was going to hate, I'm going to love. Where you thought I was going to crumble, I'm going to build back up. Where you thought I was going to decline, I'm going to ascend. I'm counteracting. This next move is mine. This next move is mine. And if it be the Lord's will, you will rise. You will rise and you will be stronger than you have ever been before in your life. How many of you are receiving this right now? How many of you know that God has released this word to you tonight? How many of you know that this is the will and word of the Lord for your life? If the enemy would have it his way, he will have you so discouraged, so disgruntled, so discombobulated as a result of the events that have occurred in your life, that have brought you trauma, that have brought you injury, that have brought you harassment, that have brought you pain, that have brought you stress. He wants you so disheveled by those things that have occurred that you don't even have it in your mind to get up. But I declare and I decree there's a get up in you. Oh my God, there is recovery in you. There is so much restoration in you. There is so much ingenuity and intuitiveness within you. There's so much creativity and ingeniousness within you. There's so much in you that is getting ready to come forth. It's almost like the oil in the skin of the olive. You've been put in the press. You've been put in that olive press, and the oil is getting ready to come oozing out of you. What you thought was going to crush you to your death is actually going to crush you to your anointing, to your oil. It's going to crush you to your assignment and to your next move, crush you right into your purpose, crush you right into your path. Oh, hear me tonight. Hear the prophetic word of the Lord for you. You've got it in you. Counteraction. That's the season we're in. These next few weeks, we're going to be discussing counteractions, our next move, being conscious of our next move, concentrating and focusing on our next move, making sure we know how to recover. Watch this, from thoughts that bring us to a place of complete delusion, thoughts that bring us to a place of non-realities, thoughts that bring us to a place of darkness, abyss. Yeah, that abyss is that nothingness, brings us to that place. When our thoughts start traveling, we got to counter that and start speaking the word over our thoughts and bring our thoughts right back into the place of focus and bring our thoughts back into the place of concentration. This is going to be very intricate for many of you, because many of you even are going through a time of testing. Many of you are even going through a time of preparation. Many of you are going through a time of examination. And in the midst of the examination and in the midst of the preparation, you can easily lose your focus. You can easily lose your concentration. You can easily be defeated before you even sit down to do the exam. You can defeat yourself long before you are able to show how triumphant you actually are. The enemy doesn't want us to make a move. He wants us to stay in our thoughts and to stay in our discouragements and to stay in our dark projections. But I declare, you are going to think, you're going to think and begin to speak yourself back into alignment with the will and the word and the mind of God. I decree you shall not be defeated in this season. And I want you to know it. You're not going to be defeated in this season, the next season, the season after that, because as long as God is with you, you are victorious in Jesus' name. Counteract now. You got to start telling yourself that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should, you see, you got to continue to say the word of God in your spirit. And I'm telling you, I'm even speaking this not only over my prayer partners tonight, but I'm speaking this over myself. We have been so defeated, and we have missed so many powerful moments simply because we let our thoughts run away. Call your thoughts back under subjection. Call your thoughts back to submission. Call yourself back in. Pull yourself back in and get where God wants you to be. The mind of God. The mind of God. That's what we need. We need the mind of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm excited tonight. I pray that you're excited with me. I'm excited tonight because we're getting ready to make some counteractions. We're getting ready to make some counteractions, and things are turning. Things are turning. Things are turning. Things are turning. Come on, declare it with me. Things are turning. Things are turning. Things are turning. We're ready to pray. We are ready to pray. We are ready to believe God. We are ready to trust Him. We are ready. Why? Because God is doing something in the earth and you can't afford to miss it. I want to say it again. God is doing something in the earth and you cannot afford to miss it. You cannot afford to miss it. I will not miss. I have made up in my mind that I will not miss. Are you going to miss it? Are you going to allow yourself to miss it? I pray that you will not. I pray that you will not. Let's thank God for those. Let's thank God for those who have submitted their prayer requests, those who have submitted their prayer requests. And we are thankful for those who have done so. I want to, however, acknowledge a few praise reports that I have received. Amen. And I love when God takes our prayer requests and shifts them into praise reports. I want you to hear this first praise report comes from Letitia Williams. She says, Bishop, a while back you prophesied to me that God was going to change my vendors and that all my vendors would be black owned. I'm happy to say that all vendors are black owned, but as of Friday, May the 10th, I've officially launched my own hair care line with 11 products to choose from. Thank you, Bishop, for hearing from God. And thank you for your push and believing in me. Well, Letitia, we praise God for the victory. And may this only be the beginning of the great things that God is going to do in your life. This next praise report comes from Elizabeth Harewood. She says, blessings to you, Bishop, and my ICC family. A few weeks ago, I had requested prayer regarding two scholarships so that I can attend culinary, so that I can pursue my passion. God has favored me thus far with one of the scholarships, and I know that He will favor me with the other. Fulfilling my passion and walking in my purpose has given me such joy, and this is just the third week of school. I know that God has greater in store for all of us, and we will see it happen in our lifetime. I praise and thank the Lord for what He is doing for us all. Thank you for your continued prayers, Bishop. Amen. Abundant blessings to you. And likewise to you. Amen. Our sister Elizabeth, I believe God is going to do some major things as it pertains to you and your purpose. Continue walking in your purpose. Praise God. This next praise report, I'm loving this tonight, comes from LaAsia Dixon. She says, praise God. My horror story started in March 2022 with my job. The department I was in was said to be the hardest to get out once you're in. I was so stressed out, depleted, and disrespected so much that I began taking high blood pressure medicine. In September of 2022, I was detailed to another department to help with what was thought to be a failing department. Instead of failing, I excelled, and so did the department so much that my name began to be mentioned in a positive light with upper management. I was happy again, but my human flesh was still fearful that I would be sent back to my once nightmare. However, I remained faithful in the spirit. I received my letter of permanent transfer last week to the department I was detailed to. I'm just grateful that what was thought to be failure, God used it to be a blessing. But God. Well, we praise God for you, LaAsia, and we say more blessings to you and continue to excel and wax great. Our prayer request list tonight, we are lifting up our mother Adele Walker. We're also lifting up Patrice Taylor, Diane Harge, Celeste Johnson, Janet Durbin, Latoya Nugent, Chanel Kelly, Barbara Douglas, Tanisha Mathis, Ruth Aileen, Mother Ruth Aileen, Richard Tarua, Martin Merced, Patricia Prelude, Corey and Ashley Grant, Angela Hartgrove, Sharima Abdullah, Michelle Tarua, Harriet Shelby, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Patsy Rizzo, Nyasha Cooper, Michelle, Anita Harris, Derek Dominic, Shaquana Johnson, Denise Bryant Brooks, Rochelle Maxwell, Verna Simmons, LaAsia Dixon, Donna Parker, Diane Everett, Justin Mack, Tanya Bryant, Meriden Taj Maledi, also Kayla Grace and Kelsey Elizabeth Freeman, Tiana Jackson, Arletha Ballard Amparado, Ralph Everett, our father Ralph Everett, Elaine Frank, Rosalinda Archbold, Elaine Witherspoon, Joanna Lewis, Raven Gray, Antoinette Williams, Pandora Wilson, Shanika Muniz, Mary Silvers, and Benita Clark. We are praying for each of you, and we believe that the eyes that you have yet to see all that God has in store for you. Saints of God, let's go before the Lord tonight in prayer. Let us pray tonight that God will give us wisdom in our responses, wisdom in our choices. Let us pray that God gives us discipline in our reactions. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. Your name is so good, it is so worthy, it is so pure, it is so holy. Father, you continue to bestow upon us all that we need. All that we need, you are more than enough. Father, I thank you because you continue to watch over your people. You continue to keep them. You continue to sustain them. You are our God. And beside you, there is no other. We set you upon that pedestal. We put no other God in a class with you, nor do we put them in a room with you. Father, you stand supreme. You are our place of affection. You are our place and our center point of attention. We love your name. We bless your name. We worship your name. We adore your name. Your name alone is wonderful. It is so worthy. Father, I am praying tonight for every individual that is connected to this call. There are so many who are dealing with great potential. There are so many things that you want to do through them, with them, for them. And Father, I thank you that even in this hour, you are causing us to know wisdom. You are causing us to know the wisdom and to have the wisdom of the sages. We pray tonight for your wisdom. We pray also for your guidance, that even in the spaces when we do not know what to say or how to react or respond, Father, we depend upon your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Put a muzzle on our mouths when they become too loose. and have a desire to be boisterous and have a desire to be brass. Father, I thank you that even in this hour, you are giving us the touch of the Holy Spirit. You're putting a touch of the Holy Spirit upon our lips, causing us to know what to say and how to say and even when to say in various moments. Father, you are taking us to heights unknown. You are bringing us into a different category. You are bringing us into different compartments. You're bringing us to different levels, and we thank you for it. We thank you that our actions and activities of yesterday and yesteryear will not be the activities of our future. Shift our trajectory, shift our future, change our story and the dynamics thereof. I give you glory, honor, and praise that things are coming together. I even thank you that even when things would occur to even pour salt on an open wound, Father, you are right there to give us the wisdom, to give us the wisdom how to respond, that the open wound is now closing, and you are causing us now, God, to be healed, healed, healed amidst traumas. Healed amidst unresolved issues, healed amidst the unspoken, healed, heal our minds in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't let our thoughts and our minds run so far that we cannot lasso and put a discipline upon our minds and our thought patterns. I pray against every dark space, every dark and vile and diabolical and demonic space that would come to hinder the purpose of God in every individual. I pray, God, that you will give us the divine words to say that will bring our spirit subject in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, give us the patience that we need down within, the patience to be strong, the patience, Father, that we need to not move. Father, make us steadfast, plant our feet, cause us to know stability. You will cause us to be steadfast and unmovable. We thank you that we don't have to fight because you're fighting for us. You're defending us. You're bringing, oh God, a charge upon every enemy and upon every doubt and upon every frustration. We won't have to lift a finger. Thank you that the victory and the triumph will be sweatless in this next hour. Thank you that you are making room for us and bringing us before great men. Thank you that you are unstopping our wells and you are causing us to come into a season of flow. We give you glory now that nothing will be stagnated, nothing will be halted, but we speak the flow. We speak the flow to occur, the flow to run and to move smoothly. We give you glory that even now, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Even now, we thank you that our sleep patterns will go back to being regulated and normalized. I thank you that even now, there will be no more interruption of sleep. We come against night terrors and nightmares. We come against dark voices. We come against word curses and hexes and witchcraft. We come against root work. We come against it all. Whatever has been planted, even generationally, we break it by the power of the Holy Ghost. It is a counteraction. We are countering. We will not accept. What has been must change, what has been must shift, what has been must turn. We give you glory tonight. You hear prayer, you answer prayer, you bring us to a place of breakthrough. We will break through in this next hour, and we thank you for the breakthrough. You are the breaker, and you have come to break us through. Put a settling down in our spirit. Help us to know your voice and be able to follow your voice. Put a discipline down within us that when you speak, we stop speaking. God, speak to our hearts, speak to our spirit, settle us, calm us, regulate us in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there be any sick among us, Father, today and tonight, bring healing to the sick. My God, bring healing to the weary, to the wounded, to those that are in disparity. Bring healing. We pray the healing virtue of God. My God, for every sickness and every disease connected to this line tonight, Even what is attached to the spirit, what is attached to the soul, you are not just the healer of the physical body, but you are the healer of the soul. Father, heal the soul, heal the very core of our existence. So many have gone through so many variables, but Father, tonight, heal the core of our existence. Father, cause us to find pleasantness again. We thank you for pleasant places. We thank you for serene and tranquil places. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you. Thank you for giving us peace. We pray peace tonight. Tosh Shabbaha. We pray peace, peace that surpasses understanding, peace that will keep the heart and the mind. We thank you for peace tonight. We give you glory. There's no prayer prayed from the mouth of the righteous that you do not hear, that you will not attend to. Hear our cry. Attend to our every groan, my God. And whenever our hearts are overwhelmed, lead us to yourself. Lead us to yourself, for you are the rock that is higher. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being our source. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our dwelling place, our hiding place. Thank you for being the lover of our soul. Thank you for being the bishop over our soul, the captain over our soul. Thank you for steering us that we do not shipwreck. Thank you. Thank you for how good you've been and how good you will be. We thank you for victories past, present, and even future. We declare that our status as victorious, our status as triumphant will not diminish. It will not decline. It will not obliterate. You, oh God, will stabilize us and cause us to stand on the testimony in which you have already given us. We have been redeemed, blood bought, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we thank you for the blood of the crucified Savior, the blood of the sacrificial Lamb, the blood that cleanses, the blood that washes, the blood that makes whole, the blood that keeps and covers, the blood that smears, my God, the blood that stains, my God, and washes whiter than snow. Thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For Father, you are the source of strength, the strength of life. We are lifting our voices tonight. We're lifting our expectation. We are lifting our prayers tonight. Father, hear us. Hear us from the heart. Hear us from our heart tonight. My God, our souls love you. Our souls honor you. Our souls doth magnify you. You're so worthy, so good, so holy, so awesome. My God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We worship your name. Thou art God. Thou art God eternal. And beside you, there is no other. Thank you, Holy Ghost of God. And continue to move on our behalf. We give you praise that in every area of our lives, we are finding peace. In every area of our lives, we shall establish a counteraction that will bring about peace where there was chaos and corruption. You're giving us a counteraction that would bring about the peace of God. A God in every area, occupationally, relationally, financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. My God, in every area of our lives, we declare that it is so. It is so. It is so by the power of God, because we love you and because we are called according to your purpose. My God, it's working together for our good. And we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer and release it in the atmosphere. We say thank God and we say amen. I want every individual under the sound of my voice, come on and lift that praise up now. Come on now, let's lift that praise up. Let's lift that praise up. Let's lift it up. Let's give God the glory. Wherever you are, if you're joining us on Zoom, if you're joining us on the conference line, give God the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. He's so worthy. Yes, he is. He's so worthy of it. Hey, we honor him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Oh, yes. We give him the praise. We give him the praise. We say thank God. We say thank God tonight. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Listen, I want you to go tonight in the strength of this impartation. Go tonight in the strength of this intercession. And remember that as the Holy Spirit begins to lead you and guide you, here's the thing that you must remember, and we'll get into it next week even the more. You've got to remember submission. When God begins to minister to you and speak to you, you've got to be submitted to his voice. The day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So when it is that you want to respond in a way that is, how you know how to do, you got to submit to what he's telling you. Now, if you want him to lead you, you got to submit to his leading. And you got to say, yes, Lord, I want to go this way, but I hear you saying go this way. There is a great benefit to submitting. There is a great benefit to subjecting yourself to the will and the mind of God. So I want you to go in that strength. I've got a strong feeling that somewhere this week, somebody is going to be tested concerning what you have received tonight. Listen for God, not for your response, not for what you want to say, not for the peace of your mind. No. But listen for the leading of the Holy Spirit and let him show you how much you can grow. Let him show you how much your counteraction can benefit you. The Lord bless you. I love having you as a prayer partner. I appreciate your dialing in. And for those of you that are joining us for the first time tonight, make it a weekly part of your regimen. Join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. We're here praying, we're here imparting, we're here receiving. The Lord bless you. Have an amazing week. And don't forget, counteraction. Counteraction. Good night, everybody.